Understanding visual programming. Lists. You always start with lists. You get 8 questions that you need answers for. That here is a list of 8 items. Boxes. You send the list through a box. Those boxes process each item in your list. Send your 8 questions through an ask box, and the end user will be asked 8 questions. Lines. All boxes are connected with lines so that you can follow where the list is going. But it is not just about connecting the boxes together, which brings us to branching logic. Here is where the lines shine. They let you see the forks in the road. Incomplete answers go down one line. Completed answers go down to a database save box. Lines help you visualize the network. Lines also allow you to inject more boxes. If you want to add something, you drop it on a line, or you click the line and select what box you want to put there. The boxes have sockets inside of them. And this is best imagined when looking at branching logic. The logic flow would have 2 or more output sockets here, complete and incomplete, for example, and maybe error, maybe spam, maybe timed out. Now, whatever boxes you connect those sockets to will get that virtual envelope. You could connect complete to human resources and incomplete to the sales department, where a human being will review the answers and then call that person for clarification. And here we arrive at the final step because of how difficult it is to understand, how important it is, and how simple once you do see it. Look what we just did. We abstracted away the entire sales department with a box in our program. And that box, sure enough, also has an output socket. Once the salesperson gets everything straightened out, the now repaired virtual envelope will travel out of that socket. And guess what? It can be connected to the human resources box, just like the completed envelopes. That is visual programming.